There's a kind of a brand new partnership that I'm bragging about these days, where literally this was an idea 2 months ago that was cooked up between a fellow named Evan Seplow and myself, and we worked on it together. And within having the kernel of an idea, just a couple of weeks later, it was actually happening, and happening in a really great way. So, as I mentioned in the introduction, we've got Evan Seplow on the telephone, so he's going to tell us all about StageBuddy.com and the StageBuddy.com show weekly, Night Live. So, Evan, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. Hi, Dave.
Hi, good to talk to you. Good to see you yesterday. How'd you like the show yesterday?
I thought the show was great. Everybody, Dave is amazingly a good host. It's incredible that, you know, he would be, but...
Who'd believe it?
Yeah, he's actually good in 3D, too.
Well, yeah. Live. I mean, I wouldn't mind being a little taller. That would be nice. But other than that, I think I'm pretty good at what I do. By the way, Evan, I didn't mention that you'll also be talking to guest co-host Jeff Goodman, who often does this radio show with me. So, hey, Jeff, and say hey to Evan.
Hi, Jeff.
Hi, Evan. Are you a bon vivant and all-around man about town, too?
What was the first part?
A bon vivant.
A bon vivant. I'm not sure. It's been a while since I've checked on that.
Man
around town, sure, why not?
Well, what gave you the idea, first of all, to start a website? Since there are quite a few theater websites out there, what was your niche? What made you think, hey, I need to start another one?
Okay, well, the basic thing is I've been a New Yorker in New York City for many years. And over the years, I've had a lot of actor friends and comedian friends that have invited me to little shows going on around town, and sometimes you go to these shows, and there are these offbeat little things that you think, how would I have ever heard about this show if I didn't have some connection to it, some in? And sometimes these shows are really, really fun, they're fantastic, and you're thinking, how are they advertising these things? And very often it's just word of mouth, friends, maybe some postcards, and I've always thought, for more than 20 years, I've thought, wouldn't it be great if there was some way that these shows could get the word out that they exist to the general public? And they can't because they don't have the money to advertise, and it's just there's no resource. And then, if I can say it, you know, a few years ago, I got very excited because Time Out came to town. And I think Time Out's a great resource. And I had a lot of fun, and there were things I could find on there that I couldn't find otherwise. But it's never quite come to full fruition for me. They still don't list all the shows. On any given week, I think there's anywhere from about 50 to 200 small shows going around just in New York City, not even counting Long Island and outer boroughs. All these cool little shows that really still aren't listed anywhere are very difficult. You'd have to track it down various sites and stuff.
Well, probably because Time Out is a hard copy publication. Is I'm sure a two-week at least lead time.
Three weeks.
So if something comes up real quick, there's no way to post it. And it's,
well,
it's, yeah.
It's also the problem that they editorialize, which isn't a bad thing, but the problem is you have to send stuff in to them. They have a limited staff, I'm sure. I mean, there's only so many resources you can have.
Uh-huh.
And they have to just prioritize, I would assume. I mean, I haven't been part of their system, but, you know, they by the time they cover the Broadway shows and the restaurants and the this and the other thing, as it trickles down to the smaller shows, especially shows that maybe are only on for one night or 3 weeks or something like that, they just can't take the manpower to list them all, and that's understandable. So the difference in...
With what you do is...
Yeah, the Stage Buddy is a site we just started a few months ago, stagebuddy.com. And basically, you can hop on there and find lots of information. You know, this other thing, Time Out has a limited space. You might only have one line about a show, whereas on StageBuddy, there could be a full page of synopsis. There could be pictures. There can even be videos of the show before you go. And it's sort of a hybrid between what Time Out does and something like YouTube or MySpace, where on MySpace, somebody can go up there and just put up a full MySpace page
right, for
free. Same thing for StageBuddy. If anybody is producing a show or putting on a show, they can hop on StageBuddy.com for free, set up an account, and just like MySpace, post all this information about their show. So the difference is that goes up immediately. It's not like the three-week
right, lag
time of other, you know, New Yorker or New York Times or Time Out or any of these publications. There's editor.
Are you vetting it? I mean, what if people are putting up incorrect information or just using it for...
Yeah, that's that's a problem that we're aware of could come up in the future. So far, it's been pretty good. We are vetting it in the sense that what we do is we allow people to put up stuff right away, and it will show up immediately. And our staff is going around checking things.
Oh, good. Yeah.
Comes in, and yeah, we do tidy it up. We are doing that as our programming staff can program more and more things, because you know we're still in like the 1.0 version of our software of our programming.
Well, yeah, I was a little upset that you took my naked pictures down.
Well,
that
you see, that's my staff hard at work.
I was hard at work when I took it.
Dave, you're not allowed to breastfeed, don't you know?
It's the Dave Leftwich breast pump.
Yes.
Yeah, we took that ad down. Sorry.
Okay, but I have one big question for you.
Sure.
What's in it for you? What do you get?
Good question.
The enjoyment of bringing this to the world.
But you don't charge anyone anything for anything?
No.
That's terrific. That's amazing.
Well, I mean, MySpace doesn't charge. YouTube doesn't charge. You know, I mean, the thing is that people seem to be really freaked out by the fact that there's no charge here. And it's not that crazy. I don't think things that are on the web that charge do well. You know, and I think that you really have to create a free service so that people feel comfortable coming on. I mean, we can eventually make money with banner advertising and other, you know, ancillary.
Right. Mm-hmm. But I think it's amazing that you have this weekly show on nearby the Broadway, and you don't charge admission to that, basically, because all you have to do is be a member of the website.
And joining the website is free. So the $5 admission fee is there, but it's nominal because it's easy to skip it if you just put your name in
email. We said $5 to get into this live show, but let me explain what the live show is.
Yeah.
I mean, Dave, you already know because it's your show. But
I forget every week, so you have to remind me.
Have to keep on reminding you. Basically, StageBuddy.com, once again, it's this website where you can hop on the website for free, see what's going on around not just New York City but the outer boroughs, what kind of entertainment is happening. There's going to be a lot of things listed that you would normally not be able to find because people can list it themselves, and that's the big difference. That's why there's going to be more stuff on StageBuddy
right.
than you're going to find anywhere else. So to promote this website, it seemed like, I mean, we're doing all sorts of stuff to promote it, and one of the ideas that came up was, why don't we do a live show along with the videos and things that are on the website itself, interviews with interesting people, a weekly live show in Times Square Saturday nights from 6 o'clock to 7 o'clock. So it's early enough that somebody can come in, see the show, and even still make it to a Broadway show or whatever else they're doing for the night. So it's an early, like, free show to go to.
Right.
And
I love that. You can catch it after a matinee, too.
Yeah, that's why we positioned it
right
at 6.
Between.
Yeah.
Convenient time. People can still go out and have dinner. They can even grab food at the show because the place, it's called the Times Square Art Center.
And do we all know what the Times Square Art Center used to be?
Porn.
Laugh Factory also.
Oh, well, yes. It was the Laugh Factory for about 8 years. But before it was the Laugh Factory, it was, yes, as Jeff said, it was a porn palace. And they haven't redesigned it. It still looks...
Well, they cleaned it up a lot.
They still
have funny clothes. It has its remnants. It's kind of funny.
Ew. What remnants are you
place.
Yeah,
but it's fun. They have, I think it was like 5 or 7 theaters in there. It's a huge place.
Oh, yeah, and it's labyrinthine, which I guess was part of the point. You get lost in it. You walk through corridors that don't go anywhere, and you have to turn around. I guess that was just to throw the cops off the scent, and probably a lot of really horrible scents going on there when it was a thing. But now it's a really legitimate place. It's right on 8th Avenue. Well, I'm the least legitimate part of what you're doing. But we've had fun so far. I mean, we've had people like the cast members of the off-Broadway show Glimpses of the Moon. They were there last night. We had, who else did we had the Danny O'Connor, the lead actor of the one-man show Zero. That got some really great reviews. Magician Ben Robinson, Dave J., who's been on this program. And it's really good.
The guy, the cabaret singer, the Mac Award winner.
Oh, yes. Jack Donahue.
Yeah.
So,
and wait, we had the critic from the Outer Circle, the president of the Outer Critic Circle,
Simon Saltzman, and also, Jacobs last night, the author of the book on historic Broadway theater.
So David had a feud with forever.
Yeah, I didn't bring that up at the show, but Leonard and I, he was the fella that I made up with on the Joey Reynolds show. So if people were listening to this program a couple of weeks ago, it's the same Leonard, so I had him on the stage.
You mean we could have had an all-out brawl on last night. That would have been great.
With broadswords and shaving cream and everything.
Wouldn't it have been wonderful? Pies in the face.
It could have been like daytime TV.
Yeah.
Springer. So, no.
I want to host that show.
But think of all those people that we've, you know, in the last 3 weeks, and then we skipped a week.
Right, for the holidays.
All those people in our first few shows. That's pretty good.
And upcoming.
But no porn, that's the problem.
Well, hey, you would want it to get burlesque people, Evan. I'm waiting for that. I would like
no,
to.
No, you're
that.
Not the only one. The guy that runs the video switching board mentioned last night that he wanted more burlesque, or some burlesque.
What would they do, though? I mean, I guess you'd play music, and would they do a thing?
Well, Gypsy's closing, so you can...
That's right. Can we get Laura Benanti?
You can get anybody you can get.
Yeah, that's, if I can get Laura Benanti, yeah. Okay.
I'll work on it.
How about for the tough producer? Laying it down, laying the law down.
Now, let me get into some of the other things that you have done, because this thing has just come out of anywhere. You've been a director of photography and a film director for quite a while. I mean, what are some of the things you've worked on?
Law and
Order. Let's see. Different feature films, certainly. I deal with commercials. Like this week alone, I'm working on a project for Marvel Comics. I'm doing something for Crest Toothpaste. So those are like clients.
Well, what are you doing for them?
Well, give us an idea of what.
Well,
yeah.
I mean, in real life, when I'm not doing StageBuddy.com, I have a production company. It's called The Image Factory.
Mm-hmm.
And The Image Factory produces feature films. I've done about 12 or 13 feature films. One of them was called Blazin'. It was an action film with rapper Fat Joe and whatever, a bunch of other people. And
he's my favorite.
Yeah, I know. You told me about it. Now, but it went to the 15th best-selling film in the nation for a couple of weeks under Billboard charting.
Really?
Sales chart. So
you don't know
really
the power of Fat Joe, do you?
I'm learning now. Okay.
I think, actually, two things made that film really successful was certainly Fat Joe was just coming up, and that was a big help. And it was actually an interesting thing. The distribution company marketed heavily to a Spanish audience.
Oh.
And so along with all the other people, we also had the huge Spanish market that latched into that film, too, and I think it helped it. It's an urban action film.
Well, yeah, I get that.
And, of course, they're giving out some Goya juice at the door.
Goya juice and bug spray with every video, with every DVD you go. Oh, that's so racist. I'm so sorry about that. But so when you say you produce these films, does that mean you went to people and raised money, or you're a line producer? What do you do?
I wear a weird set of hats. I'm a director.
Did you direct the film as well?
That one I didn't direct. I was a producer, and I was a DP, director of photography.
Okay.
Cinematographer, whatever you want to call it. I was slated to edit it also, but then I got onto other projects. So it's just, I do a strange amount of things. Like, I also do 3D graphics. The Image Factory kind of handles a little bit of everything, and I do a lot of hands-on myself where I have staff do it. But pretty much everything I do.
Wouldn't it be nice to have staff?
I would love a staff, believe me. Or at least a longer
That's
staff.
That's what his wife says.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And you also...
Oh, this is the point in the program where we point out that Dave is gay.
Right. We have to do this once every show. Jeff feels incumbent upon him to point out that I'm sort of homophobic in an odd way. I'm not.
But you are. Okay. You're only homophobic if the people think you're gay.
Well, yeah. Then I turn extremely heterosexual.
That's
so,
right.
Right. So
is this like South Park where Kenny is dead?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he reappears.
Basically, we have to remind everyone that Dave's not gay because people think he is, and that gets him really annoyed.
Yeah, to an extent. I don't know why, and I guess that is my homophobia right there. But
it is.
So what was I bringing my wife up for now that
you had a step?
Thank you very much, yes. So, Evan, you also had, I heard you mention yesterday that you were running music studios for a while.
Actually, when I was in college, I was in bands, and the natural progression for a lot of people is to start a recording studio, which I originally started one in my apartment, which my neighbors were very happy about.
Yeah, sure.
Moved it out and opened up a couple of recording studios on 29th Street. And
did you record Fat Joe?
I'm sorry, what?
Did you record Fat Joe?
No. No, this is before that. This is in the 90s.
Anybody famous? Did you have any famous people wandering into your studio and doing their thing?
Blondie.
I remember. I know there were people, but it's like I'm drawing a total blank. I know I had, like, people that worked with a lot of other people, like Luther Vandross and stuff like that. I know we had some Broadway shows. I mean, you do a New York City recording studio, everything comes through the door. I mean, Broadway shows, African chanting, Calypso, I mean, you name it.
What Broadway, did you do any Broadway cast albums?
Yes, but you know what? We're reaching back a lot of years, and I can't even remember what it was.
Oh, man!
I'm sorry.
Oh, well, by the way, we're talking with Evan Seplow. Just have a minute or two left with him, but I want to remind everybody to, first of all, to find out everything about what he's doing. You have two websites. First of all, there's evanseplow.com.
No. I think a better one would be the Image Factory site.
So what is that site?
And that's imagefactory.tv.
Image
www.imagefactory.tv. That's the production company.
That's
TV?
Television,
yeah.
TV.
TV. Not a .com. But I think the more interesting one is the one that they can find out about the theater stuff. StageBuddy.com. www.StageBuddy.com.
Now, one of the...
I was just going to say that on the front page of StageBuddy, you will also see... listed the Stage Buddy Live show, which is the show that we've talked about before, which is happening every Saturday. And you can get information about Stage Buddy Live and how to go to it right on the website. So if you go to stagebuddy.com, then you can find out about the live show every Saturday.
And the intention was that it's not just a stage show. I mean, we're doing it live in front of an audience, but it's also a TV show. So how's it coming? You're going to be putting these things up
on
the web. You think it will happen?
Basically, we will have, as soon as I can get to it in the next couple of weeks, we'll put all of these shows. We're doing the show for the radio listeners. It's shot with a four-camera live studio thing. So we're shooting a studio shoot while the show is going on, and that's going to be on the website.
And you can tell the people the real reason for the delay, that Dave's camera has broken a lens about five times around.
Every time they point it at me in focus, one of the cameras breaks. It's a sad thing.
We tried using the five-second beep, but, you know, too much things to delete.
So, Evan, what are your ultimate hopes for Stage Buddy and for 2009 and for your production company? What are you hoping over the next 6 to 12 months?
Basically, Stage Buddy is just growing incredibly fast. We started in September, and now we're getting thousands of hits a week, and I just want it to be thousands of hits more and people to be able to use it as a resource. And then I want to leave it. Then I don't want to spend my life doing it. I want it to run on its own, and actually I'm gearing up to shoot a feature film this summer, so I'm going to have to put Stage Buddy, let it ride on its own in the next couple of months, and I'm going to have to switch gears and start focusing on
it. And a very intense question. What is your New Year's resolution?
You know what? I didn't even think about that. To do exactly, to be a better person.
There we go. Now, speaking of being a better person, can you give us an idea of your age? This has always been a... You just sound like you've accomplished so much, and yet you sound very young.
I'll leave it at that. Thank you.
Okay. He's tragically young.
Are you under 40?
Barely.
Oh, well, that's very young.
Younger than me, and he's accomplished a whole hell of a lot more. So while I respect
Are you guys familiar with Tom Lehrer?
Yes.
Tom Lehrer from the 60s. He had a line where he said something, it's a sobering thought that by the time Mozart was my age, he'd been dead for 4 years.
Now at my age, he's probably been dead 14 years or something like that. That's
40 years.
When Mozart didn't die when he was four. I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, I think that was just his first concerto.
Well, anyway, Evan, whatever your aspirations and resolutions turn out to be, I hope they certainly come true, because at the moment I'm kind of part of them.
We hope you become a better person. Don't catch syphilis like Mozart.
Is that, or whatever Mozart caught.
Didn't he die of syphilis?
Venereal thing. Don't do that, Evan. We want to keep you around doing your thing for a long time. Everybody, go to StageBuddy.com and ImageFactory.tv to find out more about Evan Seplow, the StageBuddy.com live show every Saturday night. And Evan, I'll see you this coming Saturday night at the Times Square Arts Center.
Hopefully with a whole bunch of other people seeing the show.
Sounds
good. Who's going to be on this week?
It's going to be on. I don't know.
It's still tentative, but we're looking at cabaret singer D.C. Anderson and also the actor Ewan Morton, who is in the Broadway show Taboo. Yeah,
and you always have comedians, too.
Right. Well, very, very, very funny woman and also talented lady, Vicky Cooperman, is our talent booker and coordinator for comedians. And she always gets someone pretty good for the warm-up. So, a lot of good stuff. So, thank you, Evan, so much. And thanks for I've been in your neighborhood. Now you're in the neighborhood. Have a great year.
Thank you.